Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a jazz and soul singer. She has a new album coming out called Planet of Flowers. It's time to make way for Lily Kay.
They say it's a man's world, that a woman should know her place. They say you're just a girl. What could you have to say?
Single off the album called Magic. This is Lily Kay's second studio album. It's coming out in February or so, 2017. And she's worked with several Chicago musicians, including her band and producers like Peter Cottontail and hip-hop artists like Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa. Lily Kay is a Chicago product by way of Milwaukee, and she is my guest in studio tonight. Lily Kay, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's great to have, when we say a studio album, for you and for the musicians you've worked with, how important is it to be able to get in studio and be able to craft a new album with your band?
It's an amazing experience to work with the band in the studio. You know, instead of it just being me or just me and one producer, it's all live instrumentation. So it's really fun to kind of hear where the song started and then listen to it and watch it evolve throughout the recording process. Because, you know, we're listening and there's five of us total. So we have our different ideas and our different minds from our different influences. And so they all kind of pile on top of each other. And all the songs just become a whole different animal than they were when they started.
Talk about what it's like to be able to produce music with a live band, with live instrumentation, as opposed to tracking, things of that nature.
Well, I came from live instrumentation, you know, whether it's singing in church with the band, or when I got to middle school and high school, I started working with jazz combos. So that's definitely where it comes from for me. And all the music I was raised on, even like Motown, it's all live. So it has that nice, warm,
right. Rich
feeling. And it's no shots at, you know, studio production by any means, but I just get a different feeling and a different energy and a different mood from it being 100% live.
I've mentioned, you know, in the intro, jazz and soul, and
yeah.
And the music that we hear is what we just heard with Magic and some of the stuff that was off of Ruby. It is very soulful. It's very soul music. Talk about the jazz part of it. I mean, what brought you to jazz music? What was it about jazz that got you interested?
It was really jazz vocalists that struck a chord with me. You know, when I was raised, I was listening to these huge voice gospel and soul artists, and I don't have that loud, booming voice that I always admired. That's what I considered a good singer. So then when I was introduced to artists like Billie Holiday, like Ella Fitzgerald, I realized, oh, you can have a different type of voice and really use that to create your own sound.
Yeah, right.
And so once I figured that out, mainly listening to Ella, that's who is kind of my blueprint for it. I can
That's
do
a good
this, you know.
Right?
Yeah, she's phenomenal, but she doesn't have that, you know, big booming phenomenal voice. But it's the phrasing, it's the character, it's her personality that's put in these songs that makes these classics the, you know, most famous version of the classics is because Ella sang them.
Well, a lot of critics have talked about your music as being multi-genre.
Yeah.
You kind of can cross over, so it's not just straight soul or straight jazz.
100%.
Talk about how you bring what you're talking about, like the different phrases and the music, the jazz singing to soul music. How does Lily Kay's music sort of infuse the two?
Well, what's really interesting with the new album is we kind of went into creating it without genre in mind, so we didn't want to put those constraints or those boundaries on our minds when it came to creating. So a lot of those have to do with chord structures or what phrasing I want to do with my vocals, or if we want to add this type of keyboard sound or that type of keyboard sound or live strings or live horns. A lot of it is just what sounds you put forward. You know, we can have a jazz chord over something that's, you know, it feels like a nice feel-good soul song, but it's different chords. So it's little nuances and things like that you can incorporate from tons of different genres, but not limit yourself to, I have to stay in this genre.
You've worked a lot with some of the hip-hop artists that I mentioned in Chicago. Talk about, you know, where playing in Chicago and being a part of the Chicago music scene with you and the Lily K Band. Like, talk about the community that surrounds the music.
There's an awesome music scene in Chicago. I know the hip-hop scene's definitely at the forefront right now, and those shows are energetic and fun and full of energy. Energetic and full of energy. Look at that. But
a lot of energy.
So much energy. But there are tons of scenes like the jazz scene and the soul scene here that are beautiful and are so supportive and are full of phenomenal artists that inspire me to be better. And even though those scenes aren't as known as the hip-hop scenes, they're phenomenal. You go to different venues like the Promontory or tons of different jam sessions, and there's just that warm, feel-good real music. That's
Let me
all
ask
alive.
You about jam sessions. I just had a jazz quartet in, and I'm fascinated by the concept for a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
How does a jam session work for a vocalist? Because if I'm a trumpet player, come in and then say, okay, everyone pick up, here's where I'm going to go, I'm going to improvise through this. As a vocalist, how do you approach just the idea of showing up at a place to jam out?
Well, there's different kinds of jam sessions. A lot of traditional jams, you're playing the standard, so you're going in there, and everybody knows, you know, the jazz standard. So you can say, oh, let's do My Funny Valentine in C minor. Or you can do, let's do Summertime. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's, if when you're a jazz artist, you know a lot of these songs and they have the traditional forms and the lyrics and all that stuff. But you can also go into open jams and treat your voice as an instrument as opposed to just being a
Is there one you
singer.
Prefer? Using your voice as an instrument or going and
I love
sort
them
of,
both. Yeah. Not necessarily. I don't like one more than the other. I think it can be more challenging to go into free jams or open jams because you don't have the form of the song to rely on. So it definitely pushes you to use your creative abilities to their highest limit. But I don't know. I love both of them. I also just love going through some standards. So I think it just kind of depends what mood I'm in.
You went to Columbia College here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And talk about when you made the choice in your life. You said, you know what? I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to be a vocalist. I'm going to train, and I'm going to put the, this is going to be my craft.
Well, I was lucky enough to go to Milwaukee High School of the Arts. And it's a phenomenal school that really pushes you and embraces you and wants you to be the best that you can be. And it gives you the tools and the encouragement to do that. So it was definitely in high school where I decided this is what I want to do. I'm not happy doing anything else. I want to do music in some capacity, whether it's performing or teaching or songwriting or just something in the realm of music. I have to do this. So I came to Columbia. I started working with the Chicago music scene, doing a lot. And then I was finally able to step out on my own with my band when I released Ruby. And yeah, I think I just kind of proved to myself, like, this is hard, but I can do this. I can pay my bills with music. I can make this happen.
To get to the point where you had your own band and you're producing studio albums, talk about before that as you put the band together and come out of school and, you know, have to make your way to pay the bills. Talk about what a working musician's life is like at that point.
Oh, I mean, I had day jobs that I hated. I was sleeping 3-4 hours a night because I would do my 9 to 5, which was really like at 8 to 7. And then I would go and rehearse or do interviews or write music. And I wouldn't get to sleep till 3 in the morning, had to wake up at 6. And that was just life. And once you really struggle through that and go through that phase, it makes you super appreciative of everything that you do accomplish. And it makes you even more proud of your accomplishments because you really worked for them as opposed to somebody just handing you something. But yeah, in general, it's an amazing experience to be a struggling artist. As weird as that sounds, it just gives you a whole new perspective.
Jazz and soul singer Lily K in studio with me tonight. She's got a new single out called Magic. It's going to be in the new record, Planet of Flowers, which is out sometime in the winter 2017. Let's talk about the new music. It's evolved. I mean, it's interesting because Ruby's such a great record. It's such a I love the tracks that are on that. It's great soul music. A lot of love songs. Yeah. Talk about the transition, the evolution, because this record is a little bit more anthemic. It's a little bit more, you know, has more political themes.
Yeah.
Talk about the evolution of your music in terms of writing.
I've grown up a lot. You know, a lot of the songs on Ruby were written when I was 17, 18 years old, and I was never able to properly record them with the band, you know? So I'd been sitting on a lot of that material since I was younger. And now everything on Planet of Flowers, the band and I are writing in the moment. So it's not only my mind that has matured, that has grown, it's working with 4 other people that also have different influences that are pushing me to go to that more mature place, to that place where you can talk about serious subject matter. I've finally been able to find my voice to address issues like racism and like sexism in the world. And it's been really empowering to be able to voice those through music.
Magic, the single that we heard at the top, that's a new feminist, as you've called it, anthem. Yeah. But this concept of taking on head-on misogyny, taking on sexism, even sexual assault, as we see, I mean, obviously what just happened with the election. Talk about, I mean, what it means to have a song that really is an anthem for women.
Well, Magic is mainly about, not all men, I don't want to say all men because there are great men that don't do terrible things to women, but it's about those men that steal women's magic and about women remaining magical in the face of things as serious as rape culture that we experience every single day. You know, in this election, we've seen a candidate who publicly speaks about sexually assaulting women, and it's a joke. And we see a woman who's far more qualified for a job that loses it. And it can be very disheartening and frustrating, and it makes me angry. And I was in that same mindset when I wrote Magic. And it's still sad that I'm just still in that mindset, I guess.
You know, if you go to Facebook today or tonight and you look at the reactions to the election results, and there are many women that are frustrated, that are angry that the country, and in some cases, in some states, you know, 52-53% people voted for someone with a track record, as we just talked about, misogyny, sexism, things overt, not something that we're like, oh, we heard some rumors. This is overt stuff
real.
That was said. Emotionally, how did you respond to the election? How did you respond to Donald Trump winning the presidency?
I cried, you know, and what makes me so sad about it is that so many women voted for him. So many women voted for him. And I don't understand. I do not understand. A lot of it comes down to self-hatred. Women have been so suppressed for so long, they start to buy into it. They start to believe, oh, a man should just have this job because he's always had this job. A woman can't have this job. Oh, a woman, we're too emotional. Oh, a woman couldn't handle this. We've adopted these mindsets, and that's terrifying. And then you have huge numbers of white women particularly voting for Trump. And it's like, you're so concerned about your privilege that you can't realize that you are a woman. Like, you're not winning here. And there's just so many elements of it that really frustrate me and make me very sad. It's heartbreaking, and I wish I had the answers, but I don't.
Well, as a musician, and I've heard this too as well on social media, the statement that's been put out a lot by artists saying art in the next 4 years is going to be pretty intense or very creative. This is a creative time for artists. Do you agree with that? The idea that when something like this happens, when an election happens and there's so many of these issues around human rights and being socially aware, that there can be great art that comes out of it?
100%. But there has been tons of phenomenal art that's been out over the decades. Unfortunately, it's not up to these artists if this art is being heard or seen, you know, with huge music labels and the industry and blah, blah, blah. I'm hoping that we're able to break through those boundaries and have this be heard by the masses, because maybe it could make a difference.
As a jazz singer, you take on new material, you take on new content, you evolved as a musician, as a songwriter, to take on more political and social issues. When you hit the stage and you perform these and you know that the country has voted in a particular way, does it change at all the approach to the music? Does it change at all the way that you're trying to connect with your audience?
It definitely gives us a deeper connection, I'd say. In the past, I've released music that, you know, is about abusive relationships or things like that, and people have approached me saying, this song helped me break up with this abusive ex. And that's crazy to me. So to go into performances thinking, like, what if this could reach somebody tonight? If it goes over the heads of 100 people, that sucks. But what if it gets through to that one person?
Right.
And that's all I can hope for. I want for more. I want to reach people that don't understand. I want to get through to people who don't acknowledge privilege, or get through to people who don't realize that the decisions they're making are affecting people on such a negative level. So I can only go into it and try my best to get through to those people who haven't opened their eyes yet.
Chicago singer-songwriter, jazz and soul vocalist Lily Kay has a new single out called Magic. The new record, Planet of Flowers, will be out winter 2017, but you can find Magic on streaming sites like iTunes and Spotify, things like that.
Yeah.
Also Ruby, which is a record that was put out in 2015. Lily Kay, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in studio.
Yeah, thank
and good
you
luck
for
with
having
the record.
Me. Thank you.